What's going on, everybody? You're tuned back into The Red Pill. I'm Kevin Sabo here with Joseph Peterson, and so much has happened since the last time we talked, and it's been exactly a week, right?
Exactly a week we were in here.
Holy shit.
And we were talking about the gay agenda.
And look what the fuck happened
two days later, right? Barack Obama legalizes gay marriage. Well, and at the same time, what was it, a week later? It was 2 days before that we had the shooting in North Carolina that we didn't really cover because it was brand new. We didn't have all the details. We just knew the killer was a crazy-looking white boy.
Right.
So now we know more about that. And in between the last week, so much, the Confederate flag has become a big symbol of racism now. And there was a huge controversy about the Confederate flag and, you know, how it, you know.
Take your pick of distractions.
They had something very, very big that they wanted to distract the public from because they needed two big ones in 1 week. So look, as far as what happened with the Confederate flag, that was one of the dumbest, stupidest things I ever. I was laughing at these idiots wasting TV time, wasting their time arguing about this. Who the hell cares about the Confederate flag? I mean, there's tons of old flags that there have been out there for years that people have used as symbols.
Yeah,
don't tread on me with the snake, you know, all these old flags. And the Confederate flag that they're talking about isn't even really the flag of the Confederacy. It is a Confederate battle flag that they're talking about. And it's the Union Jack. Big deal. Do you know what I mean? Big deal. And the real controversy was because of the Capitol still flew the Confederate flag. That was the deal. Not that the Confederate flag is still around. The fact that government agencies and people were still flying the Confederate flag. Yeah. That was something to be proud of.
I didn't even see how that suddenly just came up. It seemed a little random.
It was because the killer who killed those nine people loved the Confederate flag. You know, that he made that the symbol of the whole deal. And they decided.
So just fucked it up for everybody?
Yeah, well, they just decided, the mainstream media decided to equate the two. Remember, this is always contrived, made up. Do you think if they kept their mouth shut and never said a word about the Confederate flag, then anybody would have cared? No.
Mm-mm.
The mainstream media, this is how they control
people.
Yeah, they
put that in everybody's minds that it's like connected. Like,
yeah.
You associate this killer with this flag.
Yeah.
Associate this with that.
Racism with the Confederate
flag. In light
of
what just happened, somebody might be offended if you take this into account in relation to a tragic event.
Right.
And most of the time, it doesn't really add up. If you were to put it together in your own mind, you wouldn't have put it together that way unless somebody comes out and says it on TV.
Yeah, but even then, I didn't put it together. I don't see how the Confederate flag causes racism.
No,
racism,
I don't either.
It's a symbol. Racism exists in people's hearts and minds.
Yeah.
No symbol is going to change that. You could burn all the flags you want. If you're a racist, you're a racist. Get rid of every Confederate flag in the world and see. Yeah, that'll get rid of racism. My ass. So we had that, you know, and they made this whole thing. Forget about the people who got killed. You know, all of a sudden, the people who got killed didn't matter. No, it's all about the flag. You know, Amazon moves all flag materials. I wouldn't make a Confederate flag cake, but I made an ISIS flag. You know, God almighty, more of this divisive crap to make people hate each other and fight each other. I like the flag. No, I don't, right? So all of a sudden, in the middle of all this, Obama drops a bombshell. I didn't even know that the Supreme Court was voting on gay marriage. I didn't even know that was up. You know, I knew when they were voting on the Obamacare thing. That was like 2 weeks ago. They had voted on some new stupid way to keep Obamacare in there and rob us more of our freedom. But now this was a bombshell to me. Like, all of a sudden, I'm minding my own business. We had just talked about the gay agenda, right?
Yeah.
Big show about it. And it was the end of Pride Week. You know the bastard did it on purpose, right? So he perfectly times it, the announcement. The Supreme Court has now federally legalized gay marriage. All right. Wonderful. I think it's great. All right, if you want my personal opinion on it. It should have been federally legalized along. It should never have been illegal. I didn't know it was illegal. I don't remember there were ever statutes about gay marriage. But it's a good thing for the gay community. But it's also a bad thing. Not necessary for the gay community. But because it is for society in general, because you see the division that it's causing right now.
Yeah.
Which is a two you know, the double-edged sword that happens with everything. So they legalized gay marriage, which is construed as a positive thing by the public, by most tolerant.
And it is a positive thing, but it was also just the utmost perfect fucking distraction at the perfect time. I mean, it's such a hot topic.
Right.
And you come in with that. We had the Bruce Jenner thing. Everything led up to it, and that is the perfect distraction for this public at this current time.
Right. And that's where the gay agenda comes in. You know what I mean? We're talking about the gay agenda and what it is. You know, there's a deeper reason for the gay agenda. There's a lot of reason that they're pushing the gay lifestyle as attractive, and that's something that is an alternative to the straight lifestyle, because they've made it like you could still be gay and lead a straight life, kids, normal, fit in with your family. They'll still love, you know, we talked about this. But it is also, for lack of a better word, pussified the males and feminized the male, this generation of males. And if you look at the way they act, the way they dress, the way they've been, and you're 18 years old, so, and you probably see the way that some of the younger males, and even older in their 20s and stuff, are a little more softer.
Yeah.
They're not as tough anymore. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, open to gay marriage, you know, whatever. So what they've done is they've softened the males down. And you know what I mean? They've made more feminine, more gentle. And that's just a blanket statement, but I'm just saying in general, they've made it okay to be that way because they need it to. They need the public to soften up, and especially the males.
Yeah.
So they have really feminized a lot of this generation and the generation previously, before you could see where it started with metrosexuals.
Yeah.
That's where they started it with this previous generation, well, Generation X.
Yeah, it's like what they show on TV and what you see in music and everything, they see that, oh, the girls want to go after Justin Bieber, who's more like a feminine-looking dude. Back in the day, women liked, you know, dudes with hairy chest and beards and manly dudes. Yeah, right?
Magnum P.I., action Burt heroes. Reynolds, right?
Yeah.
And there still are The Rock. There still are your action heroes. Yeah. But they're not pushed as much anymore. You notice the stars they're putting in these shows are these pretty boys.
Yeah.
Androgynous. Are they gay? Are they straight? You know, and some of them will come out as gay.
Yeah, so nowadays, like, young kids say they got to be like Justin Bieber to get girls at school, whereas back in the day they might have said, well, I should start lifting weights if I want to get girls. You just see a slight difference there.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. And that's what they've done. They've shifted the mentality of society towards that, so males are more feminized because they're easier to control. When the time comes, they're not going to fight back as much.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a whole agenda to it. And plus, it is breaking. In order to make the new world order work, you have to break down the old paradigms. And one of the old paradigms that they need to break down is a religion. Okay. You can see where they're attacking religion left and right. Even this attack on the church was an underhand attack on religion.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Because now they're burning down churches like crazy. And they're talking about, and now the gay marriage thing is a big attack on religion. And I'm going to tell you why, because I was listening to some of these people like on The View and on these programs who are saying the religious right is holding back tolerance, holding back progress. It's these people who are fighting it. It's the religious zealots who are fighting it that are holding back society, holding back progress. So they're seeding the public, you know, to that religion is bad now. It's no longer seen as a positive thing.
Yeah, well, it goes hand in hand, because what you see with religion and, you know, like coming from the Catholic religion, Christian, you see what they say about homosexuals. So it goes hand in hand. If you're for gay rights, then it automatically almost makes you an enemy of religion.
So here they've shifted the mentality of society to be, before where they were against gay, now the majority of people are either tolerant of it or, you know, pro-gay rights, you know, or don't care anymore. They're tired of it. Let them do what they want. You know what I mean? There's a very small majority that is still so vehemently against it, but they happen to be very vocal, and they get TV time.
Yeah.
And they have influence. But they, of course, they give them TV time. They want them to make, they want this to be a divisive issue. The more division they have between the masses, the better. So whether it be about racism, whether it be about gay or straight, you know, sexuality, the more division they have amongst us, the happier they are. And they create these little things to create division. So, yes, gay marriage is fine. It's great. They're going to have, and it's great for money, right? They're going to have plenty of people in every state
absolutely.
Tons of wedding planners are going to be making tons of money in license fees.
Yeah.
The states, you know. everybody loves it, you know, and then divorce lawyers, because gay divorce will be the next big thing, right? Come on, what comes after marriage? Divorce and then custody. I mean, they're stupid to get sucked into that.
I'll be interested to see what the divorce system. Rate is for gay marriage, right? In comparison to heterosexual marriage, because we know how that works out. Everybody
people
gets
wonder why
divorced.
I never got married. Dude, I saw the scam from the start.
Oh, yeah.
The moment you have to sign papers legally and the legal system gets into your relationship, you're fucked. You are.
I don't even know how that sounds attractive to people. You know what sounds really fucking romantic? Let's bring the legal situation into our marriage.
Yeah, let's sign papers
and fucking documents.
And we can't leave each other if we want to. Yeah. We have to go to court to leave each other. Oh, bullshit. But see, now the gay people were not involved in that. They were having relationships. Now they're sucking them in. No, now you got to sign licenses, right? That's what this opens up, right? A whole new way to get people into the system.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Right? With marriage licenses and all fees and all that.
I know, I swear. I think people just find it tradition to be like romantic. I think that's really right. It's really just traditional. I mean, like you said, all the paperwork, contracts, I mean, none of that shit even sounds appealing, but it's a romantic idea in people's minds, and it's people enjoy that tradition of, you know, and homosexuals can now take part in a tradition that heterosexuals have for many years now. But I'm like you, I just never saw the appeal.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and that's not the appeal. You just get more wrapped into the system, more tied down, more chained down. Look, if you like somebody, you love somebody, you want to be with them, be with them.
Yeah.
Live together, hang out. It's all that legal insurance and all. That's, you know, that's always trap. If there was no insurance, you wouldn't have to worry about that kind of crap, right? Who the fuck needs insurance anyway? That's fear-based. All of it. But anyway, we're getting off topic.
Sorry.
So we see the underlying agenda behind the gay agenda. You know, there's many other reasons for it. But it's basically break down the family, break down the idea of family so it's no longer between a man and woman. So now anybody can be involved in family. So the traditional idea of family is now gone, which is a pillar of the old world, let's say, the old world order. Next, break down religion, because gay is a hotbed item.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge right now, is breaking down religion. I can see by just watching the way they're talking that they're making religion demonized now. So they are breaking it. Look what they're doing with Islam, you know. So that's not a good religion anymore. That's an evil religion. Don't join that. Now they're making Christianity an evil religion, you know, too. So, you know, the breakdown of religion. But anyway, we digress. To the point, like you said, all of this doesn't really matter, because what was both of those things? Nothing but a big fucking distraction. Because the moment Barack Obama was on stage talking about the Confederate flag and how we needed more gun control, of course, and how the governor of South Carolina should burn that Confederate flag. Remember that?
Yeah.
Moment he was on stage, at the same minute, and this is coincidence, Congress and the Senate were passing the TPP, which is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And everybody who's anybody who's on the internet in the alternative movement knows what the TPP is. That is an agreement, a trade agreement between about 8 or 9 different countries, mostly Asian countries, but it includes everybody, that basically hands over control of all trade and medicine and farming over to big corporations and gives them pretty much carte blanche to do whatever they want. So they can challenge rulings. It now means they can do all kinds of environmental testing. They can do fracking. It basically gave control of all of the trade deals, now fast-track control, to President Barack Obama. And the deals go between Vietnam, Japan, a lot of these countries, Cuba, that are now developing, that we're now developing relationships with that we didn't have before.
Yeah.
They claim it's going to open up more avenues of trade, which it will. But in other words, the people who are in control of all this are guys like Monsanto, DuPont, the big food corporations, big pharmaceutical corporations. It's going to open up ways for people to trade into Japan, import more drugs with less regulation. Basically, the TPP is a cornerstone for the New World Order movement. Because if you know about what the New World Order is, it's really corporate control of everything.
Yeah.
under one government, which is controlled by corporations. You know, that is really what it comes down to. And this TPP was a big step. I mean, it was almost one of the final steps in putting in the New World Order legally. And it went right by the American public. If you noticed, about a month before, the Senate had screwed Obama, and the Democrats in the Senate screwed Obama and decided not to pass it, right?
Yeah.
Without some amendments. Well, what they did, a backdoor deal, was they created something called the TPA, the Trans-Pacific Agreement, which basically allowed it not to go through without any amendments and gave President Obama fast-track authority. And what they did was they basically held the Senate's like a gun to their head. Either you have to vote on this now with no amendments, or you don't vote on it at all. They made them vote on this, and they had to vote yes. It was almost like a way they forced their hand. And it was a really down and dirty trick. It was borderline treason. It was the Republicans and Obama operating together to get this through. This is how bad the bankers and the corporate people wanted this bill to go through. Meanwhile, while the American public and some activists, some of us out there, not me, I never cared about any of this crap. You saw how it blew by me. Oh yeah, gay marriage, I know what's going on. We're all distracted by this. I see a lot of activists going out there fighting against the Confederate flag, you know what I mean? And they're barking up the wrong tree. They really need to be watching what the government is doing behind their back.
Always at a time like this, when big things like this are happening, because look what's going on around us. Everybody is fucking overjoyed and just thrilled, changing their Facebook pictures to the rainbow.
That's a psyop, you know. The rainbow is a psyop.
Yeah.
They want to see how many people will actually do it. They want to see who does it, how many people, what percentage, what their ages are, how many people actually put the rainbow. They made that app for a reason. Anytime they do an app like that, they want you to participate in. It's a psyop, dude. They're trying to program you to do what they tell you to fucking do. Put this rainbow on your profile. Yes, I will. I am a robot. I will put a rainbow on my profile. They try with all this shit, the Red Nose Day, the Ice Bucket Challenge. Every one of that shit is nothing but a psyop of more programming for the public to see what they can get them to do. Stupid. Who would put a freaking dump a bucket of ice on their goddamn head? Who would do that?
I thought it was fucking ridiculous.
This is what the society that we live in, Kevin, you and I, these are the people who are going to be controlled by this TPP. They're going to be eating GMO foods. It basically eradicates GMO labeling. They can fight it. The corporations are pretty much in control of almost everything.
Yeah, and we were doing good with GMOs for a minute. That's taking a step back. We had commercials.
The last step, I don't want to say it's the last, but the next big step is this big conference in December about geoengineering. Once they legalize geoengineering and chemtrails, you're done. We're fucking done. They're going to be doing it every day, and we are never going to have another natural day of weather again. Right now, those programs are experimental, okay? And they're doing them under the radar. But I'm telling you, when they legalize it, and this is all the fucking United Nations, TPP is instigated in the United Nations. All the United Nations is the fucking hub of all of it. Once they go in this conference in December and legalize geoengineering, we're dead. That's it. That's the last straw right there. Because now they have control over everything. The weather is the one thing that's not included in this TPP. And that will give them control over the weather. You see?
Yeah.
They want control over every fucking aspect of your life. They got your medical. They got your body with Obamacare. Okay? That was a big one. Believe me. This is what Obama's job was. Change. Remember, change. He gave us change. He didn't say if it was going to be good change or bad change. He just said change. Right?
Yeah.
And hope. Well, this is what he gave us. This was his job to go in there to do and break down America as it stood. The final straw. George Bush did part one with 9/11 and all the shit, the wars that he got us into. He got that part going where they destabilized the Middle East. Now, we're in endless war over there. But that's all part of the New World Order. It has to happen. They have to break that down. Obama was the guy to do this. Whoever comes in 2016 is finishing the fucking job. Obama destroyed the foundation of this country. That was his mission. And he has done it with impunity. And nobody's stopping him. They can't even stop him. The American public has no clue what's going on. They are so good at what they are doing right now with the manipulation and the distraction. And they got the mainstream media so under their thumb. You know, dude, if you don't notice now that programming on TV is nothing more than a big, giant commercial, that will tell you right now that the corporations are controlling this world. The corporations own the government. The bankers own the corporations. They are their tool for control. It's all a beautiful system that they have set up with the bankers at the top.
Yeah.
You want to know who the evil devils are? It's the freaking bankers. Okay, that's follow the yellow brick road. And I tell everybody this. Follow the money. Follow the gold. You want to know where the wizards are? Follow the yellow brick road.
Mm-hmm.
They control everything. I talk to you. Who funds ISIS? Whoever prints the money. Whoever prints the money controls everything. So if you want to look at who the bad guys are, it's them. And Rockefeller is one of the biggest, one of them, and he helped start the United Nations. See, United Nations is their tool. So I'm telling you guys, we are in big trouble right now. And the best thing you can do is keep control of your mind. Because your mind and your soul and your body are the only things that you really own. Because right now, the government and the bankers and the corporations are trying to own everything else. And you know what? They almost do. Legally. On paper. They're going to be controlling your food supply. Unless you know how to grow your own food, you're going to be eating GMO crap. And soon it'll be synthetic. Soon it'll be synthetic food before you know it because they're killing off livestock. You see how nature is dying. You see how it's hard to grow anything anymore. So soon you're going to be eating GMO food. Soon you're going to be forced to take vaccines. Forced to use drugs. Do you know what I mean? Forced to take medications.
Get the hell out of here.
Well, this is the time. I'm telling people right now, if y'all have ideas about going away and leaving society and starting your own community, now is the time to start doing it. I personally am thinking about it. I'm gathering money right now because I have a feeling that around September, some shit is going to happen. The shit is going to hit the fan around September, okay? And I've seen the chatter of it about on all the websites, September 15th to the 28th, that two-week period, some big shit is going to hit the fan because there's a blood moon happening, the fourth blood moon. I mean, there's all kinds of astrological patterns that have happened throughout history that create certain world events. Like an economic collapse has always happened after the end of the four blood moons.
Yeah.
And we're due for one. You see what's happening in Greece?
What's happening?
Greece is about to default. Now, Greece is a part of the EU. It would be like here, this company that we work for, this company that the school, say, and they have 12 branches, and they're all united under one. One of those branches defaults and closes. It fucks up the other 11. So you got Greece, which is a member of the EU. They're defaulting on all their loans that they owe the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. They're defaulting. They're not paying them. Fuck you. We don't have the money. They're going to be a bankrupt country. That's going to screw with the stock market. It's the first domino because now Italy is having issues. The EU falls. It's boom, 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 economic collapse. And that's where they're going to put in the cashless society and the new currency because that's next. So around September or so, start converting your money to gold or silver because those are the only things that are going to be worth money and convertible. Otherwise, they're going to give you a shitty piece, little percentage of whatever dollars or whatever you have in the bank, if they even let you keep it. That's what happens during an economic collapse. Remember the Great Depression, and that wasn't even a huge economic collapse compared to what's coming. Because that was just pretty much the U.S. This is going to be global. This will be global. Something big is coming. If you follow the timeline that they're following, because remember, they follow the scriptures and they make sure it happens. 2012 was the start. 3 years later is about when they put in the new. And then it takes 7 years to put in the whole plan. So they're about right on schedule. Right on schedule to get this thing going. And the American public doesn't even fucking know it. They're too busy with gay marriage. the Confederate flag, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Bruce Jenner turning into a girl.
Yep.
This is what the American public is, you know, obsessed with, rather than looking at what they used to look at was politics. You know, that's what they were, you know, they don't even report politics hardly anymore unless it's something big that they can create a controversy over.
Yeah.
You know, this bill went through without a whimper. Nobody on mainstream, you heard about it. Did you hear about it?
I mean, I heard about
it. On the internet?
Not on mainstream media.
Not on mainstream.
But you know what's interesting, though, is that, you know, doing what we do, it's our responsibility to put the word out and make sure everybody keeps their mind right at this time and also helps pass along the information. But, you know, the funny thing is, you know, we have, you know, a couple hundred weekly listeners. And but even, you know, going from our podcast to say the video that Anonymous showed, the one that I posted on my Facebook, there was a guy explained this bill and broke it down in under 2 minutes, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Had about 5 million views.
Right.
You know, it just makes you say, like, damn, I mean, even something like that, 5 million views, a million views here. I mean, people talk about
it. Right, so, yeah, that's a sixth of the American population.
Yeah, right, and it still just rolls right through, like.
Yeah, so 1/6 of the American population viewed that. Now, let's say they weren't even all American. 1/8, who cares? That's a good size, you know? So, yeah, what are they doing about it? How many of them are sharing that? You know, I don't know. But at least that video is out there. It did explain it pretty well. People want to see it. It's shared on the Facebook page. But I don't know, man. You know, if people would just do their research and really look into this stuff. And I know more younger people are your age, which is good.
Yeah, I see that.
Which is really good. And we're going to get to the point of critical mass where there will be a rift in society, where it will be us versus them. I hate to say it. The smartest thing to do is not fight it, just get away, you know, leave and start your own thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of people are out there, they're going to fight it, and there's going to be probably some sort of revolution at some point. But my guess is before that happens, we're going to see the start of a war. I mean, there's so many things that could happen, like right now. Something natural, disaster, could easily come down, like an asteroid or a volcanic thing happening, or like you see, the extreme weather is nuts, or the economic collapse. That'll shake things up.
You know, when you talk about revolution, you don't seem to have much faith when you say that. Like
revolution, what does revolve mean?
To
go around in circles. Okay. So when you start a revolution, where do you end up?
Right at the beginning again.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Won't get fooled again. I'm not going to get fooled again by revolution, dude. If there is a revolution, it was instigated by the government or by them. All these fucking revolutions that you've seen were instigated and, you know, it's come on. There's no real, there's very few real revolutions that the people are pussies. They're not going to rise up unless somebody instigates them to rise up. And unfortunately, the people with enough power, enough money, enough influence to instigate them to rise up are the ones that were in power. And they always instigate these revolutions for a purpose because they want to take out one government and put in another. Throughout history, the Iran Revolution, the Russian Revolution, what they ended up with was worse than what they started with. You understand?
Believe me, I agree with you, but it's just also the one thing that most people like us, you do a show like this, you speak the truth like this, and that's what most people like us hope for. You know, that's what everybody learns for and wants to work towards is a revolution. So it's just the natural.
No, I'm talking about an evolution. Fuck revolution. Re means over. E means forward.
Yeah.
Evolution.
I like that.
Revolution is back. Let's retake this. Let's redo this. Let's revolve. Volve one time around. Let's do it again. And if you look back at history, at every revolution, it has never ended up good for the people who revolted. They've never ended up in a freer society. They've always ended up with more dictator. Yeah, maybe they get more stability, like in Iran. They got Saddam Hussein, which brought infrastructure, or in Libya, where they had Gaddafi, who brought infrastructure. You know, that's true. They bring some progress, but who funded it?
Yeah.
Then they're indebted to the people who put them in power, who started that revolution for them, who funded the army, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Revolution will not work. It will just get us back to where we started, if not worse, because they'll use it as an excuse to put the screws to us, bring in martial law, police state, all more controls. This is all about control, all of it. And us as a people have to take control of our own minds, our own bodies, and our own souls, because that's all we have. And once we are thinking for ourselves and not thinking how the Matrix tells us or how society tells us or how the mainstream media tells us, then there will be an evolution, a real revolution of consciousness. And that's what it needs to be, because consciousness is what creates the entire world. And right now, who's controlling the consciousness? They are.
Mm-hmm.
We need to control our own consciousness. And then if you can get enough people on a similar level of consciousness, I'm not going to say we're all going to believe the same thing, but as long as we're on a similar level of consciousness, which is not fear-based, and that's what it comes down to, is the fear. Become fearless and you cannot be controlled. And that's the bottom line. Fear is the greatest control mechanism they have. If they keep you afraid of everything, they can control you. And not only does the government, but humans use it on each other, and you know that. So if you can become fearless within yourself, then nobody can control you.
Yeah.
That is, to me, the goal, to be fearless, completely and 100% fearless, and then you cannot be controlled. And that means not fearing death.
Yeah.
Not fearing death, which is the greatest fear that they put into you since the beginning of the Garden of Eden. Don't you dare drink that cup of knowledge, because you surely will die.
You will die.
Yep. Surely you will die. That we've been afraid of death from that point on, and it's the greatest control mechanism that they have. So if you can become fearless, step number one, and it opens up the whole world for you. Because you're not, nothing somebody says to you can shake you.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. Fuck you. I'm not afraid. Go ahead. Do it. What's the worst that can happen? Oh, you don't pay your bills. Who cares? You know how many bills I haven't paid in my life? I'm still here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on. You don't pay your taxes. Well, I skipped a couple of years and I'm still here. Oops, I shouldn't have said that. But no, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't making any money, but you know what I mean? It's like, they make, and this society, you got to love the Kardashians. No, I hate the fucking Kardashians. How that? No, I hate fucking Kanye West. I hate everything about anything. That's
Kanye.
Pretty much the rule of thumb if you really want to change your world. Everything that they tell you, think the opposite.
Yeah.
Anything you see on mainstream media, know that it's a lie and the opposite is true, or some other version.
Just look to see if things make sense. That's my biggest
logic.
Gripe.
Logic will kill this anytime.
That's my biggest gripe, is that half the time people bring their opinion to me, it's always because they fucking read a study or somebody said something to somebody and it stuck in their head.
Yeah.
I mean, I never bring up an issue or a debate to somebody. I would never say something to you about any of the things we talk about unless I've done my own thinking done my own research and come to my own conclusion. Not somebody told me how to feel about it. Now I'm telling you how I was told to feel about
right.
it, and I feel about that way
right.
now because I was told to feel that way.
Right. I appreciate information from other people because it leads me on a path to explore further. But I don't need your opinions aren't going to sway me in any way,
yeah.
shape, or form. And that's the problem. People's think their opinions fucking matter. It is nothing but an opinion. Tell me the facts. I want to know the facts. I don't care what you think about it. Does anybody really care what I think about gay marriage? It's happened. They legalized it. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the facts. They legalized gay marriage. Yeah, was it? All the rest of the stuff we're talking about is opinions, really.
Yeah.
The fact is they legalized gay marriage. Anything else about it is nothing more than opinions.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it was a smoke screen or not, that's my opinion. That's most people's opinion. Was it? I don't know. But the fact is they legalized gay marriage. That's the main fact.
Right.
And if you can get down, break down things to what is law, just the fact that I don't understand the whole thing about knowing where all the, you know, the people who have the money are the ones in power. How hard is it to figure out where the problem is? How hard is it to figure out who runs the world when you know money runs everything? So the people who print the money have to be the ones who control everything.
Absolutely.
It's just fucking logic.
Cash rules everything
around.
When
you want to blame anybody, blame them. Seriously. Because they are printing and controlling all the money in the world. And if money makes the world go round, which it does, it's all by design. Without money, we would be free.
Absolutely. Everything would just be fucking simple.
So now we know where the problem lies. It's
Christ's
all in
sake,
the greed.
You got to pay to live now.
Right.
You got to pay to die.
And it's only going to get worse now. This was what they want, you see. And now it's really going to be up to the individuals and small communities and pockets of people to, I'll use the word resist, but I want to just say, walk away, you know. Non-compliance is the way to go. Trying, like, I know that eventually they're going to, all the seeds out there that you're going to be able to get are GMO. I know it. And pretty soon they're going to have, you're not going to be able to grow your own food because they're going to force these. They're not going to just, they're going to regulate it. You're not going to be able to grow your own food unless you use their
seeds. There's
always
a way.
Yeah, they're going to do that. And you're going to have fluoride. And it's not going to be pleasant. So now is the time to make plans. Get some non-GMO seeds now and put them away. You know, start making plans. They're going to start banning vitamins and controlling all different vitamins and saying they're not pharmaceutical in there. Dude, it's going to be a nightmare over the next 4 or 5 years of the regulations and laws they're going to put in. Your best thing now is don't get into the system. You don't even have health care, do you?
No.
Don't get in. I just jumped out, and I'm not getting back into the health care system. Fuck it. I'll die first. I'll cure myself with cannabis. At least they're making that legal now.
You think, Christ, is that like the only good thing we have going now?
No, well, they'll control that too. It's a good thing. It's a double-edged sword, dude. We've discussed this. Everything's half good, half bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or bad, whatever, positive, negative, black, white, dark, negative, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's always got two sides.
No, they'll find a way to make it work for them. Absolutely. This will work for, they figure this one will work for everybody.
So what we have to do as a community, the alternative community, whatever you want to call it, at least those of us who are awake and aware and ready to change, is got to start doing our own thing and preparing to separate from society, both physically and mentally. That's all there is. Because right now with the TPP passing, with this geoengineering bill going through in December, it's just read 1984. The picture that he always said is a boot to the face of humanity. Just picture humanity lying on the ground with a boot to the side of its face. There's no better way to control somebody, right?
Yeah.
Put the boot to the side. You can't move.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucked, right? You're lying on the ground, and you know what I'm talking about. Cops use it all the time. That's what humanity is going to be. It's unfortunate. We've tried. I mean, I'm hoping they're us spreading the word and the other ones out there spreading the word get enough people together to be able to do this nonviolently. We'll see. Anyway, deep ones this week.
Yeah.
We jumped all over the place. You know, I was hoping to dig deep into the gay agenda, but I think we covered it enough.
Yeah, we did good with that.
You know,
and
so
honestly, it's not my concern right now with like,
yeah, there's more going on. This is a big year. 2015 is a huge year. So, you know, we just got to, guys, just be prepared. Stay alert. Stay awake. Stay aware. Watch what's really going on with the government. Fuck what they're telling you in the mainstream media and get ready. Just start getting ready. Start preparing. That's all I can say. If you haven't now, just start in little ways as much as you can. Put away some food. Put away some money. Get some gold, get some silver, you know, whatever you think you would need in case the power goes down, you know, get a little generator, whatever you can afford. You know, I know most people can't afford it, but just try to prepare to live self-sustainingly without depending on the system.
Yeah.
That's the best way. The more you pull away from the system, the better. Don't have it, you know what I mean? All that driver's license, marriage license. All those things that put you in the system is just another way they can grab you and control you. And they have all the technology in place to do it now. So I'll leave you guys with that. TruthIsScary.com. Hey, next week I'm hoping to put this up on Periscope. I'll have all the information. I'm going to link it to the Truth Is Scary Twitter. And
I'm looking forward to that. I think
we'll rock it. We'll rock it. We just got to figure out how to position it in the studio so we both get on there, you know, and all that. But, yeah, we'll do that. Hopefully next week we'll do a broadcast on Periscope. If not, it'll be very soon in the near future, and I will announce it, you know,
yeah,
on the Truth Is Scary Twitter. We'll do it through Truth Is Scary since we already have 50,000 followers, and it is linked.
Absolutely.
It is linked up to Twitter. No need to start a new red pill. But anyway, for next week, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Happy 4th of July. Dude, make this independence. Really, Independence Day means to be independent from the system. Do that in your mind. Make it this weekend to start planning your separation from the matrix and the system. Go out and buy some food and store it away. Go do something that can pull you away. Get some seeds. Anything you could do to take yourself away from the system, do it. That's my suggestion to anybody. Start now, little by little, pulling away from the system.
I agree.
Yep. All right. See you next week. Truthisscary.com, Kev Rock Entertainment.
Later, everybody.